is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. It's a great honor.
It's time for Heart Healer with Andrea Reibmeier. Andrea is a transformational coach, certified quantum healer, Reiki master, facilitator, and Wisdom of the Great Lakes Retreat founder. She's here to help us reconnect with our heart, soul, and divine abundance so we find all the answers we seek from within. Here's Andrea now.
Welcome, everybody, to September 23rd, this fall equinox period. If hurt people hurt people, imagine what healed people can do. Welcome to the 41st episode of Heart Healer on News for the Soul. And today's show is about the autumn equinox. It is about endings and balance. I'll be exploring the autumn equinox, what it means, an activation to solidify your intention at this time, and a meditation for gratitude and balance near the end of the show. So stay tuned. You'll be leaving here quite peaceful, balanced, and grateful. The equinox alignment is an opportunity to feel the energy of the cosmos coming into balance, creating an equilibrium that can be harnessed and applied in your life. After all the intensity of the summer eclipses, it's vitally important to give yourself a breather. Deep breath in, deep breath out, 2 feet well grounded on the earth, and to gather the momentum for moving forward in the next few months. In Canada, we just went through an election, just moving that energy through. We're still dealing with COVID and all its ups and downs and curves. So today, this equinox is allowing us to just get rebalanced. My name is Andrea Reibmeier, and I assist people with more than healing. It is about repairing, restoring, shifting, and transforming. It is about remembering your sovereignty in all forms. Healing from the heart. Healing your ancestral lineages and remembering your origins, standing core wounds that you can discover ways to heal. I'd like to acknowledge that I am doing this work today in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Northern Ontario. This is the Robinson-Huron Treaty Territory, and the land on which our community is located is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe. We can't do this work without our Indigenous friends. We all need each other. It is time for all of us to get together and help each other heal. I'm going to open up this space. I visualize you always, whether you're live or on the replay, in a circle with a blazing fire in between all of us. And this is a sacred circle. The sun is a circle. The moon is a circle. The earth is a circle. The drum is a circle. We are in a circle within a circle. I'd also like to acknowledge the direction of the east today. The direction of the east, the season of spring, new beginnings, and the element of air. So important these days, the breath, the air. They're just breathing in and breathing out the direction of the east, deep gratitude. And now I open up the space to the south, the direction, the season of summer, the element of fire, of creativity, of youthfulness, the sun shining brightly on us all. Deep gratitude for the south. And I open up the space today, especially today for this fall equinox, and really honoring the west as the sun sets. The days get longer or shorter, rather shorter. This is the element of water, memories. Water keeps all the memories forever and ever. And it's also the direction of our ancestors. So I'd like to acknowledge our wise, healed ancestors who support us with this work. Deep gratitude to the west. And now I open up the north. This is the direction of the Kaliak. In Celtic lore, it's the wise woman. Holding space, very grounded. This is the element of earth, the coolness and coldness of winter come along and we warm each other by the fire, contemplating our year and just getting our breath back once again. This is a very grounding energy, and I open up the energy of the North. I also want to acknowledge the center where we all are, and we're going to work with an intention here. So I'd like you all just to relax if you can. If you're driving, just re-listen to the replay as you can in the space that you're in. So I want you to visualize at your tailbone a beautiful bright red crystal. This beautiful red crystalline light shining bright at your root chakra, grounding you. And we're going to open up a little portal, a little door beneath this beautiful root chakra red crystal, and we're going to shoot that energy down. All the way down to Mother Earth, to Mother Gaia, to the center of Mother Earth, and you're attached to another crystal at the very center of Mother Earth. And this crystal in the center of Mother Earth is your crystal. Everyone has one, grounding you even deeper into Mother Gaia. Beautiful. And I'd like you to release anything that's not serving you in this moment. Just breathe it in and breathe it out. Just breathe it out through the portal all the way down into Mother Gaia. And she's going to transmute it, alchemize it into an energy that serves the earth, Mother Gaia, in a much more flourishing way. You can't get rid of energy. You can just shift it and just let it go. You don't need to hold on to it anymore. It wasn't yours to begin with. Beautiful. And as we release, we receive. Oh, there's a lot of colors coming in. You can visualize them perfect for yourself. What's coming in for me are a lot of colors. Green, red, blue, yellow, all the primary colors are coming into your crystal. Beautiful rainbow. And they're going to shoot up, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up through the center of the earth, through the core parts of the earth, right back into your root chakra, merging with your root chakra, all these beautiful colors, and this energy. Mother Earth energy is very grounding, nurturing, loving. There's a reason we have 2 feet on the earth. We are meant to be on this earth. Now just feel these beautiful colors around your lower chakra, your root chakra, and they're just going to kind of just wispy way go into your hips, into the front of your body, into the back of your body. Just going to move a little bit around there so that you feel even more grounded and move some of that energy. We keep a lot of our energy in our hips and our abdominal area. Beautiful. Now we're going to move that energy up, this Mother Gaia feminine energy up into our sacral chakra and then into our solar plexus chakra just above your belly button. And now we're going to weave it, all these beautiful colors, into your heart chakra. And it's just going to move into your heart chakra, just weaving its way in. It's a beautiful tapestry. It's creating this wonderful energy, shifting, transmuting. Now in this space, I'd like you to just put your 2 hands on your heart and just hold it there for a moment, because we're going to be rebalancing, shifting to what is your highest intention. So in this moment, just I'd like you to have an intention for today's show. No judgment, whatever form that is perfect. And just hold that space in your heart chakra. Beautiful. Now I'd like you to shift your energy to the top of your head, to your crown chakra. Mine's vibrating right now quite a bit, ready to be opened. And in your crown chakra, just visualize beautiful crown. Each one of you has one. It's your sovereignty. You're a sovereign being. You have this beautiful crown on the top of your head. And now visualize another door opening, a portal shooting up, all the way up. All the way up into the celestial skies. However you visualize that is perfect. All the way up. And we're going to move this energy all the way to source energy. Just super amazing, bright, loving energy, pure love. And in this space is going to be a star. Each one of you has a star. You come from a star. So you're gonna feel it. You're going to shift your energy, this beautiful energy, to the star, your star, and you're going to merge with a crystal within the star. Each one of you has a crystal. And now you're anchored in your beautiful star attached to your crystal. And in this space is where time, we play with time. In this space, there is no time. There's no linearity. It's a flow space, emergent possibilities. So when you broaden your attention in this space, it's going to see and honor it also. This is where knowing comes from. Your wise healed ancestors, your guides, whatever other form that you visualize, that you feel supports you, angels, guides, fairies. But I really want you to tap into your ancestors. Trust me, everyone has wise, healed ancestors. They're there to support you. They love you so much. And all that energy is going into your crystal, deep, deep love, knowing, intuition, playing with time. And now we're going to shoot it down, all the way down through the celestial skies. However you visualize them is perfect. And now it's attached to your crown. Just visualize with your mind's eye your crown lighting up with this beautiful energy, golden bright energy. It's a fun space to be in. And now we're going to move that to your third eye, down into your third eye, which is just above your eyebrows. This is your intuition. We're going to merge the intuitive knowing part into your space, into your pineal gland, and then all the way down into your throat chakra so you can speak your truth, be your truth from an authentic space, supported, loved. And now we're going to merge it and weave it into your heart space. It's beautiful source energy, masculine divine energy, merging with feminine divine energy into your heart space. And it moves in a clockwise formation. Now, again, put your two hands on your heart. Come back to your intention. And I want you to really connect to that intention of how you can have more balance in your life. And the balance that you do have in your life, acknowledging it in this moment. And how can you shift even more harmony? I'll give you just a few seconds to tap into your intention. I'm just going to be silent for a few moments. Beautiful. And when we're finished today's call, maybe you'd want to write it down in your journal if you have one, on a post-it so you have it somewhere. Let's just hold that space for your intention today. So as the sun passes directly over Earth's equator, day and night become equal. This is a day. It's actually started 2 days ago, and it finishes today. This is a day that naturally focuses on balance. The fall equinox is a great opportunity to fine-tune areas in our lives that are out of balance and honor the areas with in us that are in balance. This is a time to connect with nature. It's a time to connect with the energy of Father Sun, to cleanse and purify our beings. It's time to connect with Grandmother Moon, with Mother Gaia. And Grandmother Moon helps us with our shadow work and reminds us when we're off center. We had a beautiful harvest moon on Monday, full moon. So we're still in that energy also. And this is also a very important time for agriculture. It's a time to harvest. Harvest what you've worked on in all areas. And give thanks to Mother Earth for the crops. Give thanks to Mother Earth for the beautiful creations that you've created, whether it's in your business, with your practice, your rituals. We have limitless forces of nature that are able to bring out light that resides within us and the worlds of wisdom that are connected to our souls. So how do we access our innermost peace? How can we find deep harmony with our energetic centers? And how do we open paths for fluidity and ease with our lives? These are big questions. And at this time, I will be exploring the spiritual significance and how we may experience its energy at this time. And how to celebrate the autumn equinox. Some of you have already probably celebrated yesterday. It was a big day for the autumn equinox. Just to acknowledge that you took the time for that, didn't that's okay too. I'll also be looking at how we connect with ourselves, our communities, the divine and the nature and the world around us at this time. So, and just to acknowledge, I live in the northern hemisphere. In the southern hemisphere, it's a spring equinox. So it's still the same. It's still the same energy, but it's happening in a different way in the southern hemisphere. And the equinoxes occur twice a year, once in the spring and once in the autumn. So twice a year, when the solar system reaches the point of perfect balance, the biannual equinox gateway at 0 degrees Aries and Libra, the first day of spring and autumn, the world experiences a profound moment of stillness. Inhale and exhale, the 0 point power of the now moment. It touches us all in a very mystical way. Each in our own way, we experience it. And I really think we're all ready for some calm, balanced stillness. The field has been intensely volatile since the Lion's Gate, which occurred on August the 8th. I did a podcast on that. And the two world timelines are pulling apart, severing ties disconnecting from each other. The sense of dissolution has everyone on edge. There's so much polarity right now. The uncertainty of the future is sending ripples of anxiety through the field, birthing a new world, and that can get messy. If anyone's given birth, there's not many birthing moments. There are some, but majority are pretty messy. Birthing my child, both my children, is like my biggest blessing on this planet. And it really connected me to the deepest love I've ever experienced. But I have to say, it was probably the most painful thing I've ever experienced also. So getting back to the equinox. The word equinox is derived from Latin, meaning equal. The equinox are solar festivals in the wheel of the year, and they happen at the times of the year when day and night have become approximately equal in length all over the world, with roughly 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of darkness.
So the autumn equinox marks the arrival of the season of fall, traditionally seen as the period of changes leading to the dark of winter, the time of the Kaliak, the wise woman. So not only is light a welcome part of my life, and I do all that I can to bring more light into my life, but I'm also very aware of those dark pieces, and I'm constantly working on shifting and recognizing, becoming more aware of the dark that's not serving me. And a lot of it's ancestral and patterns that do not serve me at this time in this lifetime. So getting more understanding of how much I actually need to befriend my inner darkness, acknowledging it without a harshness, but acknowledging it and saying, I see you, but you don't belong here at this time. I surround myself with light. There's a Buddhist, Gary Thorpe, in his book, Caught in the Fading Light, he tells a story about accepting all situations where we are left in the dark without answers. And this is quite common right now. So I'll tell you a little story. So sit back and enjoy. So once, when the Zen master Tokusan was still a student, he visited his teacher, Ryatan, just before sundown. They sat on the floor of Ryatan's hut, casually drinking tea and discussing Zen until deep into the night. At last, Ryatan said, maybe it's about time you went home. Tokusan bowed to his teacher and walked to the door. It's completely dark outside, he said. Ryatan lit the lantern and said, why not take this? And just as Tokusan was about to take the lamp from his teacher's hands, Ryatan blew out the flame. Tokusan suddenly knew everything there was to know. So sometimes there is no remedy for our situation than to begin from a point of absolute darkness. Turning off a television set and extinguishing a lantern have certain similarities. They are both abrupt and transition-making and can leave us in a different world. In darkness, we are always on our own. So I saw a beautiful healer recently, and because of the work that I'm now in the process of doing and shifting, I have been in darkness, but I recognize it. I honor it, and now I'm shifting it to a different space so I can bring in more light. The Wheel of the Year is, so in Celtic, a lot of my traditional work is in Celtic mythology and Celtic shamanic work. So the Wheel of the Year is celebrated by many spiritual seekers all over the world, including pagans, Wiccans, witches of all kinds, and also nature lovers who don't follow any specific traditions, spiritual traditions. And it celebrates the turning of the seasons, and those who follow its rhythms mark its seasons, festivals, or sabbats. And today we did the four directions, honoring the four directions of the seasons, the east, the south, the west, and the north. And the autumn fall equinox and the spring equinox are two of these days. So the autumn equinox, just today is the 23rd. So it goes between the 20th to the 23rd of September. It was actually really the epicenter was yesterday on the 22nd of September, which is a 2-2 number, which is a master number, and it's the number of creation. So it was a very, very, very powerful fall equinox. And in the and in the so in the spring equinox falls between the 20th and the 23rd of March in the northern hemisphere, and the opposite for the southern hemisphere. So as we watch, and here in northern Ontario, and I drove through Quebec also, anyone familiar with Canadian provinces, Quebec's the one next to us in Ontario, all the leaves are changing. It's beautiful. It's magical. And as we watch the leaves fluttering to the ground in the fall, we're reminded that nature cycles are mirrored in our lives. Autumn is a time for letting go and releasing things that have been a burden. Autumn reminds us of the impermanence of everything. We have experienced the budding of life in spring and the flowering and beautiful colors and profusion in summer. And now the leaves fall and bare branches remind us of the fleeting nature of all things. Fall also brings to the consciousness death and the challenge to live every day to the fullest. We only have one life to live, to really honor it. And Susan Jeffers, in her book, Embracing Uncertainty, another beautiful book is Pema Chodron's book on dealing with uncertainty. So that's another great book. So Susan Jeffers gives us a spiritual practice to facilitate this twofold movement. She says, I was once told that certain spiritual masters in Tibet used to set their teacups upside down before they went to bed each night, as a reminder that all life was impermanent. And then when they woke up each morning, they turned their teacups right side up again with the happy thought, I'm still here. This simple gesture was a wonderful reminder to celebrate every moment of the day. The fall equinox, the season of the fall, is a reminder for us to take stock. The other part in the Celtic traditions is, so the autumn equinox is the second of the three harvest festivals. So there's, if anyone's familiar with Celtic tradition, it comes 6 weeks after, I'll never say it right, but Lukanasat, for those who know, they know what I'm talking about. And it comes 6 weeks before Samhain. So harvest festivals are common to many different cultures around the world and are traditionally held to celebrate the bounty of the earth at this time of the year and to give thanks for the generosity of nature. These special celebration days are the perfect time to take stock of our own harvest. We may wish to consider the things that we have been working towards during the last 6 months since the spring equinox. What in our lives feels like it has come to fruition? What have we achieved? And what perhaps hasn't worked out as well as we intended? Tap back into your intention around this question. So what in your life feels like it has come to fruition? What have you achieved? And what perhaps hasn't worked out as you intended? You can then choose to learn from the things that have not worked out, right, your achievements, and give thanks for the abundance in your life and the things that are now beginning to give you contentment and fulfillment. It's time to take stock. Similar to very basic, this is when we start canning our food, we start taking stock of what's in, you know, in the old days when we couldn't go to the grocery store, you had to take stock of what is in your cupboard. Another theme of the autumn equinox, as I stated before, is balance. And I'm going to come back to this theme quite often. So we become aware of the need for balance in our lives as we notice the balance between the light and the dark at this time of year and begin to prepare for the darker days of the winter ahead. So this preparation could be practical, getting the home cozy, ready. You know, I turned on the fireplace here in my studio today, brought out some more blankets. Like I said before, storing food, resources for the winter, or metaphorically, making sure we have spent enough time in the energies of the summer, enjoying the lightness and warmth of the season. And these solar festivals involve holding of opposites. So at the autumn equinox, we are celebrating the abundance of the harvest and the bounty it has given us. But we are also aware that the nature around us will soon start to decay and that we are moving from the light of summer into the darker days of night. So again, this balance of both. And the paradoxes, the polarities that we're seeing around ourselves in the world, it doesn't have to be that way. It's how do we get back to, we need both. How do you get back to the zero point? So in Celtic traditions, Fubar, which means the autumn harvest time in Irish, which is closely aligned with the full moon this year, which was on Monday. And astronomically, the equinox occurs when the sun crosses the celestial equator. The equinox are a time of balance when the light and dark stands in equal balance and all of nature is in balance. So how can we create balance in our lives? How can we create balance with all this division? Often it's perspective or mindset even. Having a growth mindset, looking at two sides, understanding another person's point of view, just listening and being still. Because there's the truth in everything. But is our truth really the truth? It might be. But it might also be really at just one perspective. So this is also a time for connecting with the harmonious and beautiful aspects of life. It's a time of coming together, giving thanks for the second harvest and all of the earth's bounty, especially the bountiful apples, which are connected to the other world. I love this piece because apples in Celtic mythology are really, really important, and apples bloom at this time of year. So there's a sacred site called Longcru in Ireland where one of the cairns, called the Hag's Cairn, actually associated with Kaliak, the wise woman I've mentioned many times. And it actually illuminates with the sunrise on this day, which would have been more yesterday. It would have really shone into this area, into this cairn. And Longcru is about 5,000 years old, which gives it tells us how long we as humans have been celebrating on an equinox. It's a very important time of year. And it also tells us how important this time of year is to our ancestors. So reconnecting with our wise healed ancestors is honoring all these ritual practices that we used to do and that we are remembering to do again. So in the ancient Irish traditions and across the Celtic Isles, the year comes to an end on Samhain, which is October 31st, which we know as Halloween. And so at that moment, the wheel of the year, our energies will be turning towards finishing things, reaping what we have sown, closing up our yards, making sure we have everything we need, tying up loose ends, getting organized for the winter, getting cozy and safe for the winter months. It'll be a time to be grounded and get rooted and be practical. And our ancestors would have been fermenting, organizing their grains, making their medicines. I know many of my Indigenous friends are making their medicines now and generally taking stock of everything. So this is a time when communities came together to help one another and make sure that everyone had what they needed. So before the month, and when you're finding this place of balance, and it's also a time of gratitude we're going to talk about in a second, but really that's why we have Thanksgiving, about gratitude. It's a time to really take stock and be grateful for what we have. And that the energy of gratitude is a very powerful energy that can help bring ourselves into balance. Taking stock of where we've been, what we have in this moment is a tool to help rebalance. While this used to be a very, or still is a very busy time, taking care of matters of the material realm, it's also important to take stock of our inner realm. So there's so much beauty to receive with all these energies in autumn. And if you've ever walked with the sun shining on the leaves as they fall or have fallen, and it's just so bright, it's just this magical space. And yes, we're losing the greenery and the fullness of the trees, but there's this beauty that happens with the sun shining on them, and they're not just any color. They're beautiful. Give those who have an opportunity with their trees that change color. But here in Northern Ontario, ours do. We have a lot of maple trees. And they're just beautiful. Red, orange, and yellow, bright, bright colors. So it's really giving thanks for being alive to the wheel of life that is forever turning. So I'm going to ask you some questions and just ponder them. There's some soul inquiry questions. You can write them down if you have an opportunity to write these down, or if any of you want to message me, I can send them to you also. So these soul inquiry questions are just time for contemplation to go within. So what feels balanced and harmonious in your life? What feels balanced and harmonious in your life? What doesn't feel balanced or harmonious? What doesn't feel balanced or harmonious? How are you being called to bring more balance and harmony into your life? How are you being called to bring more balance and harmony into your life? What are you most grateful for that has bloomed over the summer? Are you most grateful for that has bloomed over the summer? What have you created that you're most proud of? What have you created that you are most proud of? And the last question is, how can you allow nature's balance of light and dark filter into your month ahead? How can you allow nature's balance of light and dark filter into your month ahead? True balance, honestly happens in the now, in this moment. Focusing too much, focus a little bit on the month ahead, but it's really in the now. If you focus too much on the past or too much in the future, you're going to be out of balance. So this is really a time for gratitude. As I said before, we are going to have our Canadian Thanksgiving in a few weeks. I know the Americans have theirs at the end of November. So we're moving into a few months of gratitude, of abundance. Anyone who grows tomato and zucchini knows what that's like, as they all come into fruition, and the apples do. All the harvest. And do pay attention to the harvest of your own life, your own practice, your own business. We always look ahead of what more we want to do, which is great strategically. But if we don't keep focus on what we've done, we will be out of balance. So like Lugnahesh, the autumn equinox, it's a time to give thanks for the abundance of the earth and so too for the abundance and good things in our lives. So doing a gratitude ritual is a wonderful way to celebrate the autumn equinox. So you can do a gratitude ritual alone or with others. And it can be as simple or as complex as you like. I know some people in town I saw on Facebook, they did a beautiful gratitude autumn equinox outside. Some of you might have lit fires, getting together, perhaps it was with food. The main thing that you need to do is spend some time thinking about what you are grateful for and write down everything that comes in your mind. A gratitude journal has been shown over and over again in research to create amazing results. It was done on children in school, and they did a gratitude journal for 30 days, and their marks went up academically. Now, does a gratitude journal have to be done every day? No, it does not. Do it what feels right for you. Otherwise, it becomes a task and overwhelming. But a gratitude journal has been shown over and over again to shift people more into balance, more into harmony. Another great thing to do is to get connected to nature, get your hands dirty, get grounded. So this is the perfect time of year to sow spring flowering bulbs. And you can make this a simple but powerful nature ritual by taking your intention, perhaps the intention of even today, but today was about this call, but it's also your intention moving forward for balance, and bringing that into the bulbs and digging them into the earth, putting the intention there and waiting to see what happens 6 months down the road. What is your intention maybe for the next 6 months? You can do beautiful different rituals around just putting in bulbs in your garden. You can even write it down, your heart's deepest prayers on a piece of paper and plant them in with your bulbs. Just do be aware to use biodegradable paper when you're doing this. And the simple ritual harnesses the power of prayer and the incredible power of nature to take your prayers out into the world. By grounding your prayers in the physical, you are giving them life and energy so that you can grow roots, bud, bloom, and manifest in the here and now. Great. And then you get to reap these beautiful flowers in the spring. And when they come up, you remember your intention. And don't forget to go back to the core beautiful, magical energy of gratitude. So I would like to do a little meditation before we end today's podcast, a gratitude and balance meditation. So for all of you that are listening live, if you can, just find somewhere that you can relax. If you have your eyes closed, that's great. If you cannot have your eyes closed, that's perfect too. Just maybe focus on a point just a little ahead of you. Those driving, I recommend that you do not do that. You can listen to the replay. And those listening on the replay, again, just relax into your position for this beautiful meditation. So take some time to place yourself in a comfortable position. Take a deep breath. And let your chest rise and fall with each inhalation and exhalation. And when you're ready, if you can, let your eyes drift closed. Beautiful. And as you continue to breathe slowly and deeply, breathe in and breathe out. Let your intention rest gently on your breath. Feeling the movement as it enters and exits your body. Each time you exhale, let go of any tension. Relax your face, your shoulders, your belly, your legs. On your next exhale, settle your attention to the area around your heart, where we wove the beautiful tapestry of Mother Gaia and Father Source. Focus on this energy and focus on the feelings of love, compassion, empathy, and forgiveness. With your attention on your heart center, bring to mind something or someone you're grateful for. Beautiful. And as you continue with your easy, relaxed breathing, perhaps you feel gratitude for being alive or healthy. Perhaps you're grateful for the abundance of nature that produces food to nourish your body. And beautiful scenery to nourish your soul. Bring your attention to people who truly nourish you in your life. And how they bless you with your presence, with their presence. Beautiful. Breathe in. Breathe out. Feel gratitude for your own life and the many gifts you have been blessed with. Now bring your attention to how this gratitude feels in the area around your heart. With each inhale, let this feeling grow outwards, expanding to fill your chest, your arms, and your hands, your legs, your feet. With each inhale, this feeling grows, filling you up, surrounding your body. Beautiful. Now connect back to your heart space, breathing in, breathing out. And as you connect with your heart, ask yourself, how can I be more balanced? Take note each time you ask this question and what thoughts come into your mind. Listen to your heart also. How can I be more balanced? I want you to observe the thoughts without judgment and then allow them to drift away. Relax your mind and body, noticing your breath coming in and flowing out. And once you're satisfied with the information you have received on how your life could be more balanced, the mind again, with your breath. Now bring your attention to the need for more balance. You're going to bring the energy of balance into your spirit. Energy of the autumn equinox is there to support you. This will help your subconscious mind to awaken when you're acting in an unbalanced way. It will guide you. Now, in your mind's eye, imagine yourself balancing on a tree branch high up in the air. Beautiful eagle, majestic eagle. See yourself balancing there with your arms outstretched. Feel a slight breeze. Hear the leaves of the tree flutter and dance around you. Smell the fresh air. Feel your feet firmly grounded to the tree branch. And once you feel this grounding, imagine you are lifting one of your legs up into the air behind you. Fun play with us. You're balancing on one leg and your arms are still stretched out on the side of your body as if you were flying. You feel how centered, grounded and strong that leg is. Now feel how balanced you are. You can still feel the wind slightly blowing all around you and you feel completely connected to this tree branch, which is rooted into the earth. And just like you, this tree branch, which is part of this tree, is also balanced because it's rooted. And once you're done, just slowly, gently bring your leg back down to the tree branch. Allow your arms to come back down to your sides. Imagine bringing your hands to your heart center and feeling the energy of balance running through your whole body from your firmly grounded feet on the tree, on the tree branch to the top of your head, to your crown. Now imagine climbing down the tree. And once you're on the ground, thank the universal oneness or your high self for this beautiful experience, this playful, joyful experience. Then gently come back into your mind, into your body, your fingers, your elbows, your toes, just wiggle them. Note your breath as you come back in, easing slowly back with a breath within and out. And now, even as you return your attention to your breath, let your body remember the sensation of your gratitude and balance. Finally, I want to share, I'm quite over it here, but finally I want to share Cynthia Keene's Awake Mind, Open Heart in her book. When you are brave and have an open heart, you have affection for this world, this sunlight, this other human being, this experience. You experience it nakedly, and when it touches your heart, you realize the world is very fleeting. So it is perfect to say, hello means goodbye, and also my hope, hello again. The circle is open but never broken. I will be here 2 weeks from today. There is going to be a transition as I rebalance myself and reground. And I'm so grateful for today. Thank you, Nicole. And I will see you all back in 2 weeks. If you have any questions, please message me on Facebook, Andrea Ridemeyer, also on my webpage. And you can also get me on News for the Soul. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network.